But right now on this Tuesday morning, the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A Number One Air.
Thank you, Craig. I want to give a special mention of P1 Kevin. He says that he was trying to get through on the phones yesterday for Monday morning quarterbacking because he thinks that he may have had the best pop-up character of the year. So when we went to him, he was going to say, "Hey, guys, I heard you talking about me."
Yes.
Horse caller. I have to give him a little credit. I didn't think of that
okay.
one. Pretty good.
We were talking about that a lot yesterday.
I mentioned it quite a bit, and that would have taken us by surprise. So good job, Kevin. Good job on that. Okay, Mike, I don't know if you heard our discussion about I'm saying that we need to have more, like, I don't even know how you describe it. I guess special distinctions in the NFL as far as uniforms. If you win the Super Bowl, you have special, like, gold uniforms the next year. Something really nice.
Why are you
nice.
Using that tone of voice to say that?
Oh, that's just my...
Is this your haughty?
Yeah, my haughty voice.
Gotcha. Yeah. Uh-huh. I did hear some of that, yes.
Don't you think it'd be cool, though? I mean, like, you know, you tune in, you see a game on TV, you'd know immediately, oh, they're the Super Bowl champs last year. They're wearing the gold uniforms.
More than just like a patch that designates it, just the entire
uniform.
Yeah,
it's got
to
be more than just a little patch. It has to have, like, I mean, maybe it's just the gold sleeves. Like, you have somehow your regular colors in the middle or some version of your colors in the middle.
Was there any more to the segment than this, or was that pretty much the extent of it?
No, but how about what should you do for Super Bowl MVPs?
Some sort of crown on top of the helmet?
That's what I'm thinking. Okay. I was thinking like that, what's the Roman deal where you had the huge brush, the upturned brush on the top of your helmet? Something like that. The coach of the year wears a golden headset.
Okay.
See, nothing wrong with that one, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's not too distracting. It'd be kind of cool to see him with a golden headset.
Coach of the year or Super Bowl winning coach? Who gets the golden headset?
Yeah, that's a good point.
It has to be the Super Bowl winning coach.
Yes, to match his team that's out there on the field in their gold uniforms. The coach of the year, he should just have a headset, I guess, with the Roman upturned brush on the top of it. I don't know.
Sure.
That's a weird headset. How about Art Rooney Sportsman of the Year? You get a patch with the outline of Rooney's horn-rimmed glasses real big on the front of your jersey.
Ooh, I like that.
Something like that.
Classy.
And then what's, you know, for Walter Payton Man of the Year, they have Darth Vader on the front.
Yeah.
So what Star Wars character do you have for some of, could you put for Art Rooney? Like maybe a Yoda on the front?
Yeah.
What do you mean they have Darth Vader? You think it looks like
when
that?
When I first saw that and I wasn't aware of what that patch was, I was like, why is that guy wearing a Darth Vader patch on him?
I think that every time I see it, it looks like Darth Vader.
Well, why did they have to put... Was Walter Payton known for wearing a cape all the time?
I don't know that he was known for it.
Why did they choose that image of Walter Payton?
Yeah,
shouldn't it be
not?
Walter Payton streaking down the field or something?
It should be the stiff arm, right? In mid-run. Yeah.
Maybe because it's an off-the-field award, so they wanted an image of Payton off the field, standing on the sideline with his cape on.
Well, maybe just have him in street clothes then, smiling at you.
You know, I'm looking at this patch, and you can't even tell that it's Payton. Like, the patch, it doesn't have his number, it doesn't have a specific uniform. It's just a...
Right.
Figure.
It's just Darth Vader. It's a bad patch, and they need to redo it. But they have the right idea in that it's cool that we honor the players who win distinguished awards like that.
Right.
Okay. Mike.
Gordon.
I'm going to tease ahead to the corner, by the way. 9:15 today is when we're going to talk about Paul Landis's revelation. Paul Landis, the Secret Service agent, that said that he found the stretcher bullet, he found it originally in the limousine, and he's the one that put it on Kennedy's stretcher, not Conley's stretcher. This is new info that came out this year, and we're going to discuss this breaking assassination news at 9:15 today.
Landis was prominently featured in the Nat Geo.
Yes, he was in that. Same guy. Except they didn't really cover the
devastating stuff. I thought came from him just in terms of his tone and
right. You know. We'll talk about that at 9:15 today. But right now, Mike, I know you're obsessed with anti-aging. You want to reverse the clock.
Clearly, it's not working. But yes, go ahead. God. I know you're thinking, it's amazing how I've let myself go. Just go ahead and... Yes, you are.
I don't think you let yourself go. I think you basically had no choice in it.
just got away from
yes.
me.
Yes.
like I intended it to happen.
It is crazy, though, when you see old footage of yourself.
Oh.
I mean, Mike Ducey was an extremely handsome man.
He was.
Still is.
I'm kind of serious about this when I say I used to be mistaken for Steve Eager, okay? And now I'm mistaken for Dale Hansen from time to time. I mean, that's how the aging process has treated me over the last 5 or 7 years.
Uh-huh.
Part of it's the gray hair.
Right.
And part of it's the pronounced weight gain and just the the slurring of the words and just the memory loss and all that stuff. I mean, I'm not...
All that contributes.
I'm not saying this in any way to be critical of myself.
Right, right. No,
let's get
no,
that out
all.
There.
Not at all.
By the way, what's going on with Eager? He never changes.
Yeah, it disgusts me, to be honest. I don't really want to talk about it.
Well, don't they have, like, a staff of people that... help you there to de-age you,
prop you up.
Yeah, just go through the Botox line.
Yeah, right, Botox and rub placenta on your face and all kinds of stuff to what? Why'd you rear up?
It's just a little bit.
It's just an anti-aging treatment.
Comment. You knew it was, but you said it anyway.
Oh, like you've never rubbed a placenta on your face just for fun. Anyway, anti-aging obsessed tech mogul Brian Johnson revealed he has reversed aging in his penis by 15 years.
Boy. Just trying to break that sentence down here a little bit.
Of course, if you reversed aging in your penis by 15 years, you're still on the other side, the bad side of ED, right?
Penis. Reversing aging in that regard.
He did this by undergoing painful shock therapy on his genitals.
Good God.
He's a 46-year-old biohacker who has spent $2 million on various treatments to fight off Father Time. But he uses focused shockwave therapy on his penosity. He says you have a wand and you sit in the chair and a technician uses the wand that basically shocks your penosity with acoustic technology. It's also used for erectile dysfunction, Mike.
Mm.
Yes.
Hell of a price to pay, isn't it?
The shocks, which are not electrical, they're acoustic. They work by creating micro injuries that the muscle then rebuilds. That's weird. Muscle rebuilds. I don't think there's any muscle in the penosity, is there?
Maybe not in yours.
Okay.
So acoustic, I just picture, you know, like a little choir down there or something, sort of singing harmony. I don't what does acoustic mean in this
It's sound waves. It uses sound waves.
Okay.
It's not an acoustic guitar.
Got Jose Feliciano down there.
He said the treatment's painful.
Gordon, the penis contains soft, spongy tissue as well as muscles.
Okay. All right, yeah, I don't know where the muscles are. I understand
erectile tissue
becoming
engorged with blood.
But I didn't know where the muscles seemed like they'd be at the base. Like, there's no muscles in the length of it. Anyway, what do I know?
I don't think I've ever perspired more on this show than I am right at this moment.
He says, quote, "My subjective experience is as if my penis has gotten 15 years younger."
15?
Yeah, it's weird that he's able to carbon date it
like that.
It's got acne and stuff.
It hasn't gone all the way back to teenage years. He doesn't have a teenage penis.
He didn't say a 15-year-old penis.
Oh, sorry.
15 years.
Roughly a 30-year-old penis. He's what, 46?
46. He takes 111 supplements a day.
Mm. Wow. Okay, he's got a problem.
With hopes to eventually make all of his major organs, including his brain, liver, kidneys, teeth, skin, hair, penis, and rectum, functioning as they were in his late teens.
Okay, so he is trying to go back to his teenage years.
Mike, would you like your rectum to function as if it was in your late teens?
That's one of the few parts of my body that's functioning just fine, to be honest. It's never been better.
It's overactive?
Yeah. In fact, let's wrap this segment up if we could.
Oh, no. Mike's got to run to the ladies' room. Pull his panties to the side. Gosh. That would be a weird way for Mike to go number two.
Right.
Why just not pull his panties to the
why
side?
Why not pull him down?
How lazy could you be?
Oh, gosh. In one of his more controversial efforts to slow his biological clock, he uses his teenage son as his personal blood boy.
I'm sorry?
He uses his teenage son as his personal blood boy, swapping plasma.
Wait, what?
Wow.
He does this with his 17-year-old son. So he gets blood transfusions from his son.
Man.
See, that's part of that staff I was thinking that you guys had at Fox 4. You all have personal blood boys.
This might be the most perfect Gordon Keith story I've ever heard. Yes. Seriously, Craig, isn't it?
It's medical.
Yeah, bingo, whatever.
No, this is all medical. And it's interesting. Aren't you interested in anti-aging technology?
Who isn't, really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what you need is a blood boy.
Go in today and ask Fox management for a blood boy.
And they're like, "What's that? What's that smell, Mike? Did you hit your panties on the way out?"
Oh.
Okay,
this is the last time they're going to let you do this show.
It's over. Maybe any show.
And that's the
okay, Gordo. Thank you.